Hello, Susie James Lily.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just phoning up for an update about my claim.
Yeah, no, will you just confirm for me your name, please?
It's Elizabeth Ann Harris.
Give me one second. Just before I'm able to speak on your file, Elizabeth, would you please confirm me your date of birth?
It's 21/10/1987.
Yeah, your postal address, please.
16/6 Romeo Juliet.
Fantastic, and either your email address or your mobile number, please.
It's harrislozanne@gmail.com, 7378598044.
Fantastic. You passed data protection now, and just to let you know, phone calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Sorry, I nearly started going into something else, just force of habit there, sorry. So an update up on your file, Elizabeth. We have records back from NHS. We're waiting for a link to be sent to the GP to get your GP records. As well, we're currently waiting upon Edinburgh Council to provide us with any childcare records that they may hold with on yourself, as well as East Lothian Council. The subject access request deadlines for these subject requests are overdue, so we'll be able to go ahead and chase them up in relation to providing us with your childcare records.
Got an email saying that you've had that information. Doctors phoned me last week, Liberty Medical Centre phoned me last week, and they've sent you information already.
What, the your GP?
And yeah. A couple of weeks ago, actually, they phoned me to say to contact. Ask me what information to send to you.
Yeah, it's just that some practices, so they even though we have the letter of authority signed on behalf of clients, so obviously being yourself, they decide to use the in-house data protection policies and not to try and follow the guidance of ICO, which is, as you may or may not know, is the Information Governance Office. So sometimes you decide to get in contact with the client just to clarify if obviously it's something what they would like for their GP to do, to collate all the documents what they have on the client / patient and to provide it to us, which is what they've done with yourselves. Leah, who is your file handler, she spoke to the GP practice 3 days ago, and they called to provide us with an update, and they said that they're doing notes for us, but because your records are quite complex, there's going to be a little bit of a delay on that, so they are scheduled to be provided to us. I'm just going to have a look now while we're on the phone as to the position of Edinburgh City Council. So they should actually be providing us with your records today. They've stated themselves that they needed the extension of the deadline of this request, and they stated that it would be today where we would be in receipt of the dead of your childcare record, sorry. So I'll chase them up, and hopefully we'll be able to have them in the next few days. And if that's the same for your GP as well, we'll then be in a position to be able to put you through to the next stage, which will be for the witness statement. This will only be done over the phone. You won't need to meet anyone or anything like that. As it's Leah's file, it will be conducted by Leah. So the preference of either a male or a female colleague for you to conduct the witness statement will be done by a female anyway. And it will last around about an hour long. And within that phone call, if you need to take a break for any reason, if it's to either, go to the toilet, get a glass of drink, or just to collect your thoughts for a few moments, you're perfectly okay to do so. You just need to voice your concern on the phone, and the handler will take a break and will continue when you're ready to do so. But it looks like as though that may be by the end of next week, hopefully we should be in a position to be able to ring you up and book you in on a date that is best available for you. Is that okay?
That's great.
Fantastic, no problem. Well, I hope you have a nice weekend, Elizabeth. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. You as well. Thank
Cheers.
you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.